So Hare Krishna. I want to affectionately welcome all of you for this part of our Kirtan course. And inform you where we are. The last 2 days before this one, we more or less discussed about how to overcome obstacles in the revelation of the pure name when we do japa or kirtan. You remember, we were discussing about how to overcome inattention as the root cause of all other offenses. We said our absent-mindedness or being just absent in our relationship with Krishna is actually the cause of being absent-minded when we chant and experiencing a host of distractions of the uncooperative mind. So we dealt with that on the first day. On the second day, that is yesterday, we were discussing another very grave obstacle for the holy, which keeps the holy name from revealing himself. You remember? I think you remember. Vaishnava Aparad, yes. But today, we will approach the subject of how to do good kirtan from another side. We will not discuss the obstacles, but we will discuss positively what we can do to connect with the holy name. This will be very important that we engage with this subject, because tomorrow is an excellent day for all of us. It's reserved really for chanting 64 rounds here in the, if possible here, or in this pandal situation. And during this time you will need to know how to fix yourself, or let us express it in a more descriptive way. You will really need to know how to take shelter in the holy name and experience some of its great mercy, which reveals itself in a relationship, a real connected relationship. So we will discuss today this how to chant with a sense of our relationship. We will discuss it a little theoretical. It means we will just know what it means, what it is, in this session which we are now sitting in, the discovery lecture. Then we will have a workshop on this and really try to chant in a relationship with Krishna. It's very fascinating to do this. May I just know, how do you look forward to tomorrow, 64 rounds day? Is it something which, for what are your feelings about it? Just Hari Bol? One is Hari Bol, one reaction. On Ekadasi you do this already, so it... And are we doing it on Friday as well? We have to ask Daya Gauranga Prabhu and Yashomati for permission. I think they will give us permission. I don't know. I will be... Yeah.
Life, you can apply to
Ekadasi,
but
I must really tell you before I start, this is, I guess, my favorite subject matter when it comes to teaching anything about the Holy Name. I'm totally convinced that we as the Hare Krishna movement have a treasure which for instance Mayavadis just don't have. When a Mayavadi does kirtan, you know, the impersonalistic school, and most of, if not almost all of the kirtan leaders in the secular world, the big names are Mayavadis, they are in a dilemma. They do not know that there's actually someone who hears the kirtan, a god. They don't believe that there is a god separate from them. When they do kirtan, they think that they sing their own names. as ridiculous as this may sound for us devotees, they actually think they sing to themselves, because they just don't know that there is a person called Krishna. They know only the name Krishna, but they don't believe that there is an actual personality who hears it. And now I will shock you a little bit. And most of the Hare Krishnas also don't believe it. When we chant, we rarely connect with Krishna. We are rarely in our mind just praising Him or surrendering to them. We don't connect the person Krishna with the name Krishna. And that's the cause of all our failings. And maybe I should not speak so political. I take this back. We are here to correct this. It was in the year 1979. Srila Prabhupada had left the planets already, the planet for 2 years, when I visited Vrindavan Dham, and Ekadasi came, and during Ekadasi, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, that's an educational institute in our movement, gave their students free time. I was there as a student of that institute, and I had on Ekadasi free time. So before, I decided, well, how do I use my free time now in Vrindavan? And there was one devotee who suggested, why don't you chant 64 rounds on Ekadasi in Vrindavan? I said, so much? And he answered, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to all of his devotees. He says he does not accept offerings from someone who doesn't chant 64 rounds. Yes, in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, he says he only accepts offerings from a Lakeshwara. That's someone who chants one leg of names, which comes to 64 rounds. So this devotee said, why don't you just try it? Prabhupada gave 16 rounds as a minimum. Why don't you try it? And somehow he got so much of my false ego that I decided, I was a young, foolish and angry at that time. So I decided, I chant 64 rounds. I show him that I can do it. Hare Krishna. And I remember I came to when I was on 40 rounds, I came to a stage it was almost impossible for my jaws to keep up the work of helping with the pronunciation of the holy name. But I had told him I'm going to do it, and if a German promises something, yeah, he's doing it. So I do remember I decided, well, maybe I should give my jaws a little pause, and I bound something around just to let it hang and relax, and went to the Madan Mohan temple. It was noontime at that time, very warm, and I sat in the temple. I thought, here's Sanatana Goswami's temple, let me continue there. So I unbound my jaw and continued. And it was almost impossible. As I said, I was much younger than now, and I was restless. I was getting up, I was moving about, and I had no connection to the names. It was just pumping a sound out which became increasingly meaningless to me. And I remember I continued, and then came a stage where I broke down. I just couldn't do it any longer. And with that, I could say more or less, I mean, it was not, I mean, I was still in a type of healthy mind, but with that type of breakdown, understanding I couldn't do it, a very nice understanding came. Krishna usually does this to his proud devotees. He shows them that on their own strengths they cannot do something. I noticed very clearly that here I was trying to be a devotee of Krishna and having absolutely no taste for the holy name. And I understood deep in my heart that this absence of a spurt taste was the result of me turning away from Krishna. And at this realization, I experienced a profound sense of grief. That, oh my Lord, I'm here in the holiest of places. I'm doing the practice which is considered to be the essential sadhana of our tradition. And I have absolutely no eyes to see and no heart to taste. This shows how deeply fallen I am, how I have forgotten you for so many long years. And I remembered, I felt very emotionally moved. It was real for me, it was not artificial. And all of a sudden, I started to chant the holy name. No jaw pain, no desert feeling in the heart. I was just chanting, why should I stop after 64 rounds? This is not, who tells me to stop? No GBC, nothing, no one. I continue, I'm a free man. And I continued to chant till late in the night. Because I had crossed a point which is very important for every sincere chanter. I believe it was the mercy of the Holy Dame, Holy Dam. What was that barrier? It was this disconnection from Krishna and his holy name. I felt actually now connected with Krishna. I chanted in a prayerful way and everything was going very smoothly. Those of us who chant often 64 rounds and more know that Krishna always does this to a sincere chanter. He brings him or her to a point where he or she becomes aware of the actual spiritual situation, that one has turned away from Krishna and is not connected with Him. And from that, let me say, place, fine devotional feelings can come. One sannyasi, godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, used to say, first comes deconstruction and then comes construction. Often we experience in our spiritual life that the concepts in which we live, the persona which we have constructed, you know, the upadis, the identifications with positions and so on, have to really first go before we can sincerely address Krishna. Do you know the subject? Have you experienced this? Who has experienced this? We are about half of the devotees. The rest of you, the other half, will certainly experience it. And it is first when one is holding on to one's position or opinion about oneself as a capable person. It can be a little painful, but afterwards it gives rise to the highest joy. To the highest joy. So please don't fear this deconstruction of the upadis, the external designations. So, when we meet actually a real devotee of Krishna, the first thing the devotees will do is he will inform us about our relationship to Krishna. I would like to read to you something from this book, Sri Harinam Chintamani, which has so far informed the concepts and workshops which you have attended. In the third chapter, let me check if I tell you the right verses. Chapter 3, verse 15, it says, as long as he, that means the spiritual practitioner, does not understand his relationship with Lord Krishna, the individual soul will take shelter of shadow chanting. As long as you don't understand that you are a part of Krishna and that you have this relationship with Krishna, you will forced to take shelter. You will be forced to take shelter in namabas or shadow chanting. Have you ever tried to become nourished by eating the shadow of a pizza? It does not nourish us. You need to eat the substance of the pizza. So no one ever has been nourished really spiritually by shadow chanting, because it cannot nourish you. That is what I experienced in Vrindavan when I was trying to concentrate in the Madan Mohan temple in the noontime on the holy name and failed absolutely, and felt it very demanding and very impossible. I had I had experienced this lack of nourishment, and I just came to a stage where I couldn't push it or force my spiritual life any longer or be satisfied with a false appearance of spiritual life, which nama basa. Have you experience also chanting and being just so dry and not, and just at that time the only thing which comes to your help is a fast rhythm and a loud madanga. Then it gets on, then your nerves are occupied, but you are still not spiritually nourished, or a very good musical presentations, but spiritually you remain emaciated and undernourished. So we will discuss how Nama Basa, the shadow chanting, comes to an end. As long as the soul does not understand his relationship, or we have this. However, if an individual soul takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and becomes expert in devotional service, the clouds of anattas flee from him. When these clouds and the fog are gone, then the sun of the holy name shines brightly. To that devotee, the holy name then gives the gift of pure love for Lord Krishna. So this is what happens. We meet a sadhu on our journey through the material world, and he gives us knowledge of the soul's relationship with Lord Krishna. Then the spiritual master or the sadhu gives the devotional service of chanting the holy name. That is called abhideya. Soon, shining very brightly, the sun of the holy name chases away the clouds of anattas. When the holy name gives a great treasure of spiritual love, that is called prayojana, then the soul is filled with love as he chants the holy name. I see you all a little overdosed with information, and your eyes show signs of a desire to comprehend this a little bit better. Let me make it easy. When we meet devotees, they tell us, "Oh, individual soul, frustrated in your many attempts to enjoy this world or to renounce this world, listen very carefully to my words. You are actually a conscious part of Lord Krishna. You are meant to serve him. You are meant to enjoy with him through loving devotional service. With the help of faith in the feet of his bona fide spiritual master, the soul attains knowledge of his relationship with Lord Krishna. And these are the things which he learns. Lord Krishna is the eternal master. The souls are his eternal servants. Love for Lord Krishna is eternal. In this way, the true nature of the soul is manifest. Forgetting that they are Lord Krishna's eternal servants, and therefore seeking happiness away from Lord Krishna, some souls are thrown into the world of Maya. Maya's world is a prison house for these souls, a prison house where punishment is given to correct the criminal souls who have rebelled against Lord Krishna. However, if one of those souls, by a saintly Vaishnava's mercy, understands his relationship with Lord Krishna and chants Lord Krishna's holy name, then he attains a great treasure of spiritual love a treasure that is the essence of all religious activities. Such a soul feels only horror and contempt at the prospect of impersonal liberation. Now, how to chant with this understanding, we will learn in the workshop, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a meditation how you chant with a sense of relationship, how you can chant in a connected way, and that we will learn in the workshop. The Skanda Purana says, if you ever want to serve a spiritual being, you yourself have to become spiritual. You yourself have to become a spiritual being. Therefore, Prabhupada has said that the first step on the journey of Krishna consciousness is that you understand, I am a spiritual soul. You can't approach Krishna as a material soul. Means material, means someone who thinks I'm the body and who grieves when there is a reason to grieve. You must approach him on the spiritual platform. In this morning's lecture, which some of you have attended, this was the subject matter, but I don't think it is appropriate to repeat what I said. I would love to read to you something which Prabhupada said, what you have to do if you want to dance with Krishna. If you really want to be connected with Krishna and be in a relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada said, a devotee cannot be bad character because Krishna's pavitram paramang bhavan. Pavitra means pure, so impure cannot approach him. If you want to enter fire, now he gives an example, you must be fire yourself. If you are not fire, you will simply burn. In other words, if you don't come to the spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness, you will burn out. Hare Krishna. The example is given. Lord Krishna is a big fire, and we are sparks of the fire. We are also fire, but very small. The spark of fire can remain within the fire, and then it is beautiful. But as soon as it falls, pat-pat, Prabhupada is so illustrative, pat-pat, you know, like this is what those of you who have experience in cooking on fire or making fires outside, they know when the sparks fall out of the fire, they make the sound pat pat and falls down and is separate from the fire. Then the spark is extinguished. No more fire. It is black charcoal. That's all. This happens also to devotees, you know, who lose the spiritual platform, who fall from the spiritual platform, who may become active in politics. Or yesterday I talked to a very nice devotee who said it happens when one is too obsessed in making money and does too much business. One falls from this level of Krishna consciousness, and you can see they are no longer fired up, we say in ISKCON slang. No more fire. It is black. Black charcoal. They are. You look also. I think you. Why look at others? Look at yourself. When you lose the spiritual platform, look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, just a grieving individual. That's all. So if you want happiness, then we have, just see Prabhupada, this Acharya, what he does here. He really preaches strong. If you want happiness, who wants happiness? That's all. That's everyone. Some has even too very much happiness we want. So we want happiness. This is something for all of you. Then we have to dance with Krishna. But I cannot dance with Krishna if I'm not pure. Krishna is Pavitram Paramang Bhavang. Pavitram means the supreme pure. If you want to take pleasure in the company of Krishna and dance in the Rasa dance, then you have to become pure, purified. That is Sarvopadi Vinyamuktam, to become free of all designations. In our Vaishnava practice, there is something which is called Bhuta Shuti. Bhuta means the material elements, and Shuti means to become free from the material elements. What this means in practical terms is that you become aware that you are a spiritual being and a part and parcel of Krishna. I would like to give you an example how some Vaishnava traditions do this. We don't do it like this, this Buddha Shuddhi, purifying our consciousness. But it's interesting to hear so that you get an understanding what is Buddha Shuddhi and what we will teach you in the workshop to chant from the spiritual platform. They do like this. They sit down, and through various breathing techniques, they relax their attention. And then they chant the syllable Ram, which is the beach mantra of Agni. We also have this. It goes like this. It goes like this. Ram, Ram, Ram. And it evoke a mentally conceived fire around themselves. Those of you who know about mystical traditions will recognize many things here. A fire which then burns their wrong identity. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a rich man or poor man, I'm a fool or an intellectual. It frees them from the upadis, and they then conceive themselves as being burnt as a heap of ashes. Not recommending this, I just want you to understand the concept here by looking into another tradition, how they do it. Then they imagine that from the ocean of nectar, which is at the lotus feet of Krishna, falls a drop on that pile of ashes, ping! And from that pile of ashes, the newly conceived identity as a pure soul emerges, who then engages in devotional service. It's interesting to hear, isn't it? Have some of you a liking of comparative religion? Of how do other people achieve purification? I think you, you know, it helps us to understand basic principles and identify them in the tradition in which you practice, and then see, aha, that's why it is important, that's why we do it. So we, in our Vaishnav in our Gaudiya tradition, we have a Bhuta Shuddhi mantra, where we just think of ourselves as a servant of Krishna. I am, and this is what you do when you chant. You understand, I'm a, for so many long years, separated from Krishna. I'm in this material world. My life has become so complicated as a result of turning away from Krishna. And now I have gotten the mercy of my spiritual master, and I will serve him, serve the Lord through his mercy. We will meditate like this in a short while, but here I will just read to you the verse. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. Therefore, because of turning away from Krishna, I have now identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. suffering, the burning threefold miseries. But now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being completely apart means separate from the gross and subtle body. So by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. We will meditate about this in a little while before we start chanting. This will be in our workshop. But for now, I just want to say that the Hari Bhakti Vilas says that without becoming aware like this, your japa has no results. The reason why this very strong statement is there in the Hari Bhakti Vilas is that you will only chant Namabhasa, or the shadow of the holy name, which is not the substantial holy name, and will be spiritually not nourished. You have to take your nourishment from other sources, spiritual nourishment, maybe from good Vaishnava relationships, or you do what many of us have done, enter the zone of compromise, where you live a very compromised spiritual life, and not have so many spiritual experiences. I don't know if you know, but our movement is often criticized for right reasons and wrong reasons, but they say ISKCON is very much focusing on material well-being, big houses, big things, marriages, motorcycles, bank accounts. In my time, every Swami had to have Sony. Sony was a tape recorder. Now these are old-fashioned. Sony, Samsonite. That's something you carry. And a third S, which I've forgotten. Seiko watch. Yes, the three S's. That is when a Kanishta Adhikari, when you have to take shelter in material things in order to somehow make it. And when the material things, which do give some illusory nourishment, you know, when they are not there, then you are frustrated and either lose your faith because you thought you would enjoy and so on. It's the spiritual undernourishment which needs to be cured. And therefore, we need to wake up to chanting in a relationship. Buddha shudhim vinakatu jatahoma japahoma adhika kriya bhavanti nishpala sarva yatavitya apyanushtita. Unless a person performs the Buddha Shuddhi practice, you know, freeing himself from the false material coverings, none of his spiritual activities will yield any result. Japa, Homa, etc., even if they are performed according to the prescribed rules and regulations. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, to approach the pure, you have to become pure, or to enter the fire, you also need to become fire. You need to become, you need to practice from the spiritual platform. If you want happiness, he says, then we have to dance with Krishna. We have to be with Krishna. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean when we talk about relationship to Krishna, it doesn't mean that you know who you are, which name you have in the spiritual world, what is the shape of your body. No, we speak here of a very initial understanding of which Krishna preaches in the Gita. Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Some of you will recognize this verse. It says, the living entity here in this world is my eternal part and parcel. It's in the 15th chapter. Prabhupada gives a comment to this verse. He says, we should know we are spiritual souls, and we should become enthusiastic hearing this, and hearing that we can go back to Krishna in the spiritual world. It should do something in us. We should try to approach the spiritual platform. And how to do so is done in simple meditations, which really have saved a lot of people's spiritual life. Now, I need to have a wristwatch which works. I have one which often, I mean, my one works also, but I forgot it. I need to see. I will give it back to you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So let us see where we are. So we have 25 minutes. I think we should immediately chant, try to make the exercise of which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and then in the workshop I will make an advanced exercise with you, but here we will just approach it. Do you all have your bee bags with you? Actually, we do kirtan. This is little in the workshop we do with bee bag, with japa, but we do with kirtan because it's a bit easier. Yeah. What does it mean, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to enter the fire or to chant on the spiritual platform? Do you want to know the secret? Why? You want to enter the fire? Oh, wonderful. It means a simple meditation in three steps. Some of you don't like meditation, I know, so no problem. You can also say to become conscious of three things. The first is, I'm an infinitesimal conscious being. Lord Krishna's eternal servant. It's like this, my dear devotees. You can practice it like this. We all have often very busy days. We are busy in our service, or we are busy with various thoughts in our mind, and usually we are very much aware of what needs to be done in our life, the practical challenges which stand before us. For a man, it may be to go to perform various temple services. He has to see that or he may be, many of us are congregational devotees. We go out, we have to maybe earn some money, do something for maintenance and so on. Or if you are engaged in Krishna consciousness, for me it means many phone calls, or is doing research on new subject matters, preparing lectures, making travel arrangements, hearing about people's life and thinking how to advise them for their benefit and solve some of their existential dilemmas and so on. We are very busy with these things, but when you chant with the sense of your relationship, you unwind. You wind down. It's almost like, I can only say it like, in fishing, you have the fishing rod and you have this thing. What is this called in English? The wheel?
Reel.
It's called the reel. So you turn it in one direction and then it becomes bigger. This is our material life. We turn in one direction and often so many things become complicated. Like for instance, my life, I have to, I'm residing in a little ashram and we have to pay the rent, then there is water, then somehow we have to, you know, the grass has to be mown. Is it called mown? Then we need the Lakshmi for all the health insurances of my servants. I'm sorry. Then the car has to be in order. It has to go to the work thing, and so many things. So as you become older, you wind up the reel, and the reel becomes thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. In spiritual life, when we want to chant, we have to turn it the other direction, that it becomes thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner. We have to uncover and get out of this complicated mesh. I have read one book of a god sister, Harmony in the Gita, Vishakha. She is amongst us, and she describes how she felt with her husband and her wonderful family, maybe the children were very small at that time. Let me go from this complicated Western life and live in a serene environment, the Sharanagati farm project. I hear it's in the midst of Canada and it's idyllic, but only from the distance. When you are there, you have to deal with black bears and the ants who eat away your cabbage or whatever. So anyways, many people feel my life has become unnecessarily complicated. I've covered myself so much. The reel of my life is so thick and so unmovable. It gets stuck. So they want to unwind. Do you sometimes feel like that also? I want to unwind all the things I've labored myself in, I've worked myself in. I sometimes say, why not simply go and sit in Mayapur and chant from morning till evening? If you want to find me, here's my tree, palm tree number 54, easy life, you know. This comes to the mind, you know. But all this, all the travels, all the lectures, all the books I still have to write. And people increasingly have the feeling their mind and lives get, here comes a complicated word, cluttered. I will tell you the German word and you will understand everything. So vollgestopft. You laugh, but this is a very good language. It expresses just by the sound what is the matter. Ja, man wird völlig verstopft. You know, verstopft ist das ist the word. Hare Krishna. So, unwinding means to spiritualize your life, to detach yourself from the illusions, to let the smoke disappear, means all these things, and just come to the platform. I'm an infinitesimal conscious being. I'm Lord Krishna's eternal servant. Sometimes it happens also in our life. Maybe we wanted to marry, we were all ready for the marriage, but then our wife, who had agreed previously to be with us, our future wife, is insecure and thinks, maybe I should stay a brahmacharini, and goes away from us, and we feel miserable. At such a time, unwind, unclutter, become simple, go to the essence, and just meditate. I'm actually an infinitesimal conscious being. I'm not this big body which is around my soul. I'm Lord Krishna's eternal servant. This meditation is necessary if you want to chant in a relationship. Second meditation. Lord Krishna, the all-powerful conscious being, is my only master. First you go to yourself, I'm a soul, then you go to God. And understand he's my master. I have a relationship with him. Third meditation. This dull and inert material world is a prison house meant to reform me. Are you ready to practice this? Daya Gauranga, ready? Good. So we will chant now. And as we chant, I will just read to you from time to time these, you could call them affirmations or meditations or philosophical truths, and you please try to chant with an awareness of these things, and you will see something happening in your chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, 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 Krish
please become aware now about this first point. I am an infinitesimal conscious being. I'm actually and truly Lord Krishna's eternal servant. I may be now identified with my role in life, but beyond this role, in actual fact and truth, I'm an infinitesimal conscious being, Lord Krishna's eternal servant. Please chant with this awareness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Try your best. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Lord Krishna is the all-powerful conscious being. He is my only master. He is so wonderful, so great, so merciful. He is my only master. Try and chant with this understanding. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare,
The third meditation, this dull and inert material world, is only a prison house meant to reform me. I am an eternal servant of Lord Krishna, a pure soul, and he is my all-merciful master. Please try now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hai bol.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try your best.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please remember that in your truest identity, you are really an eternal spiritual soul, a part of Krishna. In your truest spiritual identity, you are not the body and not the mind. And you can answer to Krishna's loving invitation to be connected with Him through Bhakti Yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Jai Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, this is really an essential point which is taken on in the various Vaishnava traditions in various ways. And in this guidebook, Harinam Chintamani, this is the way we practice Buddha Shuddhi while taking the holy name. And in this way, leaving our false identities behind and relating to Lord Krishna on the spiritual platform. And that takes a practitioner out of the shadow of the practice, which is not really so nourishing, just like a shadow of a pizza does not really help our hunger, and brings us to a platform which is real and which is spiritually surcharged. And when you do kirtan, this does help you to chant in a relationship. We will now make a pause. I thought we could make a pause of 20 minutes because we will go much deeper now in the workshop in terms of japa in this point, and you should have a little rest now. Rest means in Ayurveda to do something else. Maybe you would like to walk around to just refresh yourself a little bit, or you would like to have refreshing conversations. Some of you might like to look for a tree to take a little rest, and we will meet in 20 minutes. According to this wristwatch, it's 5 minutes to 12 when we meet. So thank you very much for participating so far, but please know we will now deepen this point so that it can come in our, that we can access this point when we come to our practice. Hare Krishna. And at the beginning of the next session, I will answer questions. I know if there's one question already here, and I will. You don't have to write it down. You can also ask it just with your mouth. But I guess this is for the Russian-speaking devotees. Already translated question. So Hare Krishna, is there an announcement which needs to be done now? I'm just looking at the two afterwards. Afterwards. A quick show of hands. How was it for you? Is it? It's something different, isn't it? It really brings us to another platform. But see, and here is just before you go into the pause. I need to say that, oh, what a sweet little girls with the two identical pullovers. Wonderful twins. Oh, wonderful! Hari Bol! Oh, they become shy when we look too much. What I really want to say is, this particular point you will have to practice on your own. It does take a little bit time. It's actually a lifetime which is before you. Your relationship with Krishna. It's not just some quick fix, as they say. It's something really substantial. Something where you can really... that there's a vast area for spiritual practice which lies before you. It's really a gift of the acharyas and... believe me, when you just can get this and deconstruct all the material identifications and just come to the reality, from there you can construct a wonderful spirit. Not construct, but a real spiritual life can start. Sometimes we have to erase the wrong writing on the wall to put the right writing there. Hare Krishna. Good, see you in 20 minutes. Hare Bol.